This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability here in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by Brittany, and she is a representative from the Political Ecology Working Group, and here to talk about the upcoming conference that's happening this week. So thanks for coming on this week.
Thanks for having me.
Even though I just said your name, can you introduce yourself, like who you are, how you're affiliated with UK and DOPE, et cetera?
Yeah, totally. I'm Brittany Cook, so I'm a PhD candidate in geography here at the University of Kentucky. And I've been a DOPE organizer. So for the past two semesters, we've been cranking away on planning this year's conference.
Awesome, thanks. So first off, can we just talk about what political ecology is? Because that sounds kind of like an ambiguous topic. So just like really like what is political ecology?
Yeah, it's a common question. We ask ourselves that all the time. Yeah. It's great. It's the study basically of social, political, and economic aspects of environmental issues, with often a focus on environmental justice. So, you know, almost anything having to do with human-environment interactions can fall under political ecology.
Awesome. Okay, that sounds really cool. So you all plan a conference every year that's called the Dimensions of Political Ecology, but hereafter we'll just refer to it as DOPE. Mm-hmm. So can you just give an overview of what that conference is?
So it's a completely graduate student run, well, grad and undergrad student run conference. We attract somewhere around 300 people each year. It's grad students, young scholars, more established faculty, independent scholars. We also like to pull community organizers and activists and farmers and artists. So, you know, everybody you can imagine is welcome.
Awesome. Cool. And so DOPE has been going on for a few years now, and how long has that been?
This is DOPE 8.
DOPE 8, cool. And so how has it, like, changed a lot over its years, do you know?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a well-oiled machine. You know, we have our Google Drive called All DOPE Stuff Ever, and all of the information from all of the years kind of on that drive. You can go back and see how each year, you know, we fix one thing that was kind of a road bump or something the year before. We learn how to make something a little bit smoother, something's already taken care of. So now we have our list, and we just, you know, we can look back year to year and be like, oh, okay, so, you know, at this time last year, we had done this, this, and this. All right, yeah. We're on it.
That's good. Yeah, so you're not just kind of like going in blind every year. You're like,
no.
This is what we got to get done.
Yeah. No, we're not reinventing the wheel, which is a good thing. And it's hard because, you know, grad students are usually only here for a maximum of, 5 years, sometimes only two if they're master's students. So you do have a good bit of turnover, but we do a good job of trying to keep kind of that institutional knowledge in a place and organized so that people can see what's happened before.
Yeah, definitely. And so you said that this is an entirely student-run conference. So can you talk a bit about that? Like, who exactly is running this conference?
Yeah, so it's a lot of anthropology and geography graduate students, mostly. We have our departmental sponsors, and So through their support, you know, we have faculty support, and they, you know, help us get things done when we need their help and provide, you know, the different departments have funded us. But as far as that kind of day in, day out, making those phone calls, making those arrangements, that's all grad student labor. Yeah. So.
Awesome. And it's through the Political Ecology Working Group, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Political Ecology Working Group is basically, you know, started off as kind of a reading group of graduate students, interdisciplinary, interested in political ecology. And I think DOPE has kind of overtaken that a little bit. Uh-huh. You know, they've become one and the same beast.
Yeah.
And we're trying to be like, all right, how do we put time aside to also do just PUGE, we call it PUGE, political ecology working group stuff, like maybe inviting speakers in, doing a brown bag, doing more stuff also with undergrads and lectures. So.
Yeah. But that makes sense that, like, it's kind of intertwined, especially because I feel like planning this big of a conference would take, like, basically the whole year.
It does. You know, we send out a survey at the end of the conference to everyone who came and asking them for comments and critiques and things they loved, things they hated. And, you know, a few weeks later, we sit down with a thing. We're like, all right, well, our memories are fresh. Let's go through this and make notes for next year and start thinking about who we want to invite. Like,
there you go.
There's not a real break.
Yeah, that's all right. It's awesome because it's a really successful conference.
Yeah.
And so are there other conferences or, like, events like this around the nation?
I think it's unique in its kind of the student-run aspect. It's unique in its dedication to political ecology. There is, you know, there's a Pollen Network, Political Ecology Network, that's having a conference in Oslo, for example. So there are other political ecology conferences, but I think this one's pretty unique in the way it's set up and how we've done it every year and the level it's gotten to in the past 8 years.
Yeah, awesome. So that's, like a really cool thing that it's happening here at UK's campus, too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
And so now, like, just more specifically about the conference itself, what will, like, the day-to-day look like? Like, what is this conference really made up of?
Yeah, so Thursday is kind of our field trip day, so people who signed up and registered for the conference already, some of them signed up for field trips. We'll do a go to an aquaponics farm. We're going to go to a mountaintop removal site, these sorts of things. And then on Fridays when the conference, like, you know, the sessions and stuff really begin, and you have a block, you know, start at 8:30 in the morning, a block of papers, another block of papers. In the afternoon, Dr. Carolyn Finney is going to give our welcome address. That's when, you know, the party kind of gets started. Mm-hmm. We do our introductions, and we'll have another session of papers, and then our plenary panel, which, four women scholars are coming in, and they're going to kind of think about the role of political ecology in today's environmental issues and climate change and what we can do as scholars and activists and directions going forward. So that, you know, and then the conference is also full, like, we really emphasize social time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after that plenary panel, there's a reception at the Boone Center. And then usually on Saturday, there's a conference after party and an after party.
Yeah.
And so it's all about kind of getting people together and talking about what they're doing.
That's awesome. And so was the Dr. Carolyn Finney, is she the keynote speaker or?
No, so that she's our welcome address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's different. On Friday. The keynote speaker or the keynote address, super exciting, Dr. Farhana Sultana is coming. And that'll be on Saturday at 5:30 in the evening. So that's kind of the big shebang, last thing, and then the after party.
Yeah, and do you know what she is talking about?
Yeah, so the title of her talk is Fluid Citizens, Embodiments and Intersectionalities in Constructing Urban Citizenship Through Water. And basically, she's worked for a long time on kind of water rights issues and indigeneity. And post-colonial context, she's done a lot of work in South Asia. So it's going to be an amazing talk. Yeah. She's a renowned scholar. You know, there's a picture we just shared of her, like, shaking hands with the Pope. We're like, all right,
we're
1 degree away from the Pope. There we go.
That's amazing. You're like, she's going to be here this weekend. That's awesome. And so, like, of all of these topics and things that are happening, do you have, like, a specific topic that you're most excited to hear about or attend?
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to choose. I was going through the program this morning, mm-hmm. and, you know, as you can see, like, circling where I want to be. And
yeah.
It's hard to be. You can't be at all the sessions at once. But I think we have a good mixture of young scholars and really established scholars having conversations, also with a lot of practitioners, so people from local food and agriculture programs in the state of Kentucky. I think that's something that's really neat about the conference being here, is mm-hmm. that you get a lot of local people involved in the conference and talking yeah. through things that they're going through right now. We also have a scholar activist panel, which should be really fun. You have, you know, someone who's a rapper, an artist, scholar of art in Appalachia, and all have a conversation about yeah. kind of art and their activism and the environment.
That's awesome. Sounds really cool. I'm all about it.
Yeah, you should. Anyone, you know, at University of Kentucky can come and register and show up to sessions. And
okay, cool. And it's that registering will start Friday.
Yes, yep. And okay. I mean, the registration table is open all day, so you don't have to worry, like, oh no, I didn't get up at 8:30.
Yeah, I didn't go get there.
You won't be the only one. You're yeah. fine. Come in and register and come see some sessions.
Okay, cool. And so with this, we're going to just take a quick break and then be right back.
Sure.
Welcome back to Green Talks here on WRFL. Once again, I'm your host, Sophie, and this week I'm joined by a representative named Brittany from the Political Ecology Working Group, and we're talking about their conference this weekend called Dimensions of Political Ecology, or DOPE.
Yep.
It's a great DOPE. It's a good, like, nickname. I like it. Or acronym.
You get some good hashtags, you know, when you yeah. search on Twitter. You get a bunch of conference sessions and then other things
then
that people were like,
dope.
You know, hashtag dope 2018.
I like it. I'm all about it. So just to, like, hop right back in, I want to kind of go into the things that the Student Sustainability funded specifically, and that is the mm-hmm. paper competition and then the luncheon reception, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so, first, what is the paper competition, or what was the paper competition?
Yeah, so it's an opportunity for students to present an original paper about their work, and they present at the conference. We have a panel of reviewers who actually read their papers, and then we choose a winner, and there's, you know, a little cool. reward.
Yeah, cool. And so that was only for undergraduates to submit
their
papers?
There's a graduate and undergraduate.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool.
But I think the undergraduate is really neat because that really gives them, like, an experience of going through that process mm-hmm. and, like, getting to present their work in an international conference, basically.
So, yeah.
And they don't, you know, if they're students here, they don't even have to go anywhere.
Yeah, you just hop on over. Speaking of that, where is the conference itself, like, actually located on campus? I forgot about this aspect.
Yeah. So it's a little spread out with our student center reconstruction and everything.
Yeah.
But so most of the sessions are going to be at Patterson Hall over in that compound. And then I have the list with me. The welcome address is going to be in Whitehall. Plenary panel will also be in Whitehall on the first floor. There'll be signs and stuff. I don't mm-hmm. need to say
yeah,
room
sure
numbers. You'll figure it out. We'll have lots of signs and people directing you about where to go.
Yeah.
And then the keynote address is going to be over at Memorial Hall.
Okay, so, cool.
So those three locations.
Yeah, not too far away from each other.
If you ever get lost, go to Patterson Hall. There'll be someone to tell you where
yeah.
you need to be. That's, you know, the key thing.
That's, like, a good way to just go back to Patterson Hall. You'll be good. And then the other thing was the luncheon. I know you already kind of touched on it, but can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, we have the lunch with the undergraduates who are doing the paper competition. And so it gives them an opportunity to meet each other and meet the organizers and meet with some of the scholars, too, who are, you know, out and about
yeah.
in the conference.
Cool. And when is that?
That lunch, I believe the student lunch is going to be on Friday.
Okay, cool. Sweet. And now I know we've talked a lot about, like, undergraduates' involvement, but who are, like, some of the other people that are attending? Like, where are they from? Like, what is their background, et cetera?
Yeah, so we have a lot of, you know, of course we have a lot of people who are, in more local universities, a lot of UK participation, obviously. Louisville, you know, there's a couple sessions dedicated specifically to issues in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
People from Ohio. But then, we have far-reaching people. You know, someone from Spain I saw was on registration,
oh, wow.
you know. So it's,
yeah.
we do
That's
have
awesome.
International participants. And so people are kind of carpooling from Wisconsin and the Northeast, wherever you can think of, probably have someone representing.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome that it's really, like, not just only Kentucky, it's from all over, so you get all of those backgrounds.
Yeah, and it's like I said before, it's a good mixture of graduate students and young scholars and also more established scholars in the field. Mm-hmm. And I think it creates this really awesome environment that's really supportive, where you get a lot of good feedback on your work.
Yeah, awesome, cool. This is kind of a shift, but I know this is, like, as we've been saying, like, a student-run conference, so are there any, like, major challenges that come with that?
Of course. Yeah. Funding is always a question. You know, thank goodness we've always had great support from the university. From Student Sustainability Council has been a longtime supporter. We're always looking for new ways to make connections. You know, this year we had sponsorship, for example, from the Cultural and Political Ecology Working Group we changed the name. Hold on.
It's just like a lot of words.
Right. AAG. And so it was the Association of American Geographers. There we go. And now it's the American Association of Geographers.
There you go.
So we didn't want to discriminate. Yeah, we have international members. So, those are the big challenges. And just as grad students, splitting the time between all our other obligations and finding the time to do this and... But we're, thank goodness we're a good group of people and super organized and everyone kind of pitches in just whatever comes up.
Done. I like it. what in the past it has been like your favorite part about this conference?
I think it's the, we always get these amazing scholars to come give talks. And so that it's such a neat environment because a lot of times, at any conference you have these people giving great talks and doing amazing cutting edge work. But you don't always get to interact with them. You know, they go off and do their thing and whatever, oh, cool, that was a good talk.
Yeah, like
wow. But here there's an actual interaction, an actual academic community where they're at all the sessions too and participating in other stuff and being engaged. I think another thing that I love about the Political Ecology Conference and political ecology in general, there's always an eye almost to, like, political action. Like, what is the end of this research? Why are we doing this research? Like, what are the ethical questions wrapped up in it? How can we address issues of injustice that are going on? We talk a lot about environmental injustice, right? Mm-hmm. What sort of, it's just, you see these real life applications in all these different people's projects. And so it's just amazing to see.
Yeah, that's awesome that they all like come out at one time and then creates a really good conversation, which is great.
And it's so different. You have urban issues, you have rural issues, you have here in the U.S. locally in Lexington, you have things like spread all over the world.
Yeah.
So
awesome. That's really exciting. if you had any last selling points on why you should come to this, what would you say?
I think we're a fun group of people. Like, that's the, there is an understanding that we're here to have fun and, to share ideas. And so I think the amazing thing is anyone can find something they'll be into. I challenge anyone to, come and not be able to find something that is interesting to them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. And so, once again, it is this weekend, and where is the registration table?
Patterson Hall. Just go to Patterson Hall.
All right. Perfect. Cool. Okay, well, thanks so much for coming on. It's been really great.
Thanks, yeah.
So now for just a few closing announcements. We are now accepting applications to join the Student Sustainability Council. So if you are interested in joining and are interested in having a say in how the environmental stewardship fee is distributed, we encourage you to apply. And the at-large applications are due March 5th, and more information on those and how to apply can be found on our website, which is uky.edu/sustainability. And once again, this has been your host, Sophie, and as always, thank you for listening to Green Talks here on WRFL. Keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at wrfl.fm And, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.